Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Can we talk just for a little bit about Caitlin Clark? Because you know how angry I was about that whole thing yesterday. Where to begin? There is an apology today from the sports writer, who, by the way, is in his 50s. I don't know why that makes me more mad, because if anyone had done this to her, it would have made me mad. But the fact that a long-time career sports writer treated her the way he did during that news conference infuriates me. We're going to play it, and then I'm going to play his, do we call this an apology? I don't like it. Sam, I don't like it. But when you have it, tell me and we'll play.
I will. Sorry, I was ill prepared.
The exchange. His name is Greg Doyle.
D-O-Y-E-L. Yep. Uncommon spelling.
And I said on the program yesterday he would be fired by today. To my knowledge, that has not happened.
He has not been fired. That is correct.
No. So, new video has surfaced, listen to this from the New York Post, of him being awkward in a second exchange during Caitlin Clark's introductory Indiana Fever press conference after he was called out for his cringeworthy comments. You were just given the keys to that, he said, to Indiana Fever coach Christy Sides, referring to Clark as that.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
He's making
like
the heart shape.
Here. I like yeah, that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's
cool.
Start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So, question is.
Okay, so. Hang on 1 second, Sam. At the beginning of the news conference, it's the second question asked at her inaugural news conference with the Indiana Fever. Greg Doyle shows the heart symbol, the one that Taylor Swift uses, the one that Caitlin Clark uses after each game that, you know, she shows the little heart to her family.
I mean, the one that basically anybody uses.
He starts out with that heart.
Yeah. And he wants her to her. Do that heart sign up for the camera.
Play it one more time.
Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like yeah, that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's
cool.
Start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So.
I don't have words.
So anyway, now to my question, because I am a reporter.
Doyle is a father of two and was named in the top 250 most influential people in Indiana by the Indianapolis Business Journal in 2023. His age makes it worse. If a 25-year-old green, just credentialed journalist had said that to her, there would be outrage. I don't think it would be the outrage that we're seeing. And then again, later in the news conference, he says to the coach, You were just given the keys to that. What are you going to do with it? Referring to Clark as that.
Now, the outrage seems to be 50-50 here. Maybe not 50-50, but I'm seeing arguments on both sides of the line.
Why?
Saying this is absolutely a fireable offense. That was creepy as blank. And then the other side saying, having outrage about the outrage, saying, why are you guys freaking out so much? This is just a reporter, you know, building rapport with Caitlin Clark.
No, not at all. And in fact, fellow reporters have come out and said this is cringeworthy. His credentials should be revoked. I'm going to read some of his. He apologizes to her, if we call it that, in a column. So I kind of feel like the apology now, he just wants clicks, right? Because now he is the news story, which is not something you want to be when you're a sports journalist.
I mean, his job is to draw attention.
Here is the Greg Doyle column apology. Caitlin Clark, I am so sorry. On Wednesday, I was part of the problem. He writes, I am devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. I screwed up Wednesday during my first interaction with number one overall draft pick Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever. What happened was the most me thing ever in one way. I'm sort of known locally, he says, sigh, for having awkward conversations with people before asking brashly conversational questions. I've done it for years with various coaches and players that he names. Do you notice something about those names, he writes? They're all men. On the one hand, yes, absolutely, male and female athletes should be treated the same. I'm talking about coverage, he says, respect, compensation, terminology, you name it. Stories have been written about idiots who say or act otherwise. And then along comes a story about another insensitive man, which goes viral on social media, and I decided to write about that idiot, he writes, me. What I've learned is I need to be more aware about how I talk to people and not just athletes. I realized that only after my exchange with Clark went viral and I navigated the first two stages of grief during a discussion with the people I care about most. First, he said it was denial. I didn't do anything wrong. I gave Caitlin her signature heart-shaped hand gesture as a way of introducing myself. What kind of idiot acts creepy on national television? Then he says, I had anger. This is how I talk to everyone. Had the person up there been a male, I would have done the same thing since I've been here. The closest thing Indianapolis has had is Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson. I would have shown him the heart and reiterated, I like that you're here. He writes, this is where I was, convinced I was harmless and right when a woman I deeply respect told me, quote, but Caitlin Clark is a young woman and you don't talk to a young woman the same way as you would a young man. He writes, my heart dropped because now I saw it. After years of being so sure I was on the right side of these arguments, I was now on the wrong side. And for the oldest reason known to man and woman, ignorance. He ends it by saying, Caitlin Clark, I am so sorry.
Was he trying too hard in the apology?
Doesn't feel like an apology. It doesn't.
Well, I mean, the apology is never really an
apology. He didn't write about her. He wrote about himself.
Now, there's an argument being made on the text line that it was just a bad attempt at being funny, which I could understand. But you also have to be aware of your tone.
His role isn't to be funny.
I would agree with you.
He's a comedian. He's a sports writer.
You also have to be aware of your tone because that here, I like that you're here, it's pretty creepy sounding.
It's something.
And yes, if maybe that's your signature, that you build rapport with new athletes by asking an off-the-cuff question.
Do that heart to me and we'll get along just fine.
Let's not make it that one.
You would never say that to a man. 913-586-7798.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.